In his excellent book, Leadership is an Art, Max Dupree writes this. The first responsibility of a leader is to define reality. The last is to say thank you. In between, the leader must become a servant. And that sums up the progress of an artful leader. It's my pleasure today to introduce an artful leader to all of you who already know Mark. He is a man who has modeled servant leadership since he took this appointment back in the summer of 2001. He is in the midst of his 12th year as the president of our school, and we are grateful for his continued ability, in the words of Dupree, to define reality. He'll do it again today. And you and I will enjoy it most because we realize the hand of God is upon his life. Join me in doing what he will do last, and that is thanking the Lord for this man, Dr. Mark Bailey. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you for what you have to say.
It's my honor and privilege to welcome you today to the groundbreaking ceremony that celebrates the visible beginning of a new milestone in the journey of Dallas Theological Seminary. And while we're just breaking ground, today is far from being the beginning of this project. This is a joyous occasion, especially for those who have personally been involved in conceptualizing and shaping the project, organizing and directing the centennial campaign. And today, as we commemorate the groundbreaking for an inspiring renovation of Stearns and Davidson Halls and the addition of a critically needed new administrative building, we're celebrating among you, our DTS family, and you who are friends. Family and friends who share our vision and dreams for the future of DTS. Family and friends who recognize the unique role that DTS plays in graduate theological education and preparation for ministry. Family and friends who are leaders of ministry, business, education, government, commerce, other professions, who believe in equipping the next generation to make their own contributions as godly servant leaders. Family and friends and donors who have stepped up to expand their levels of support to make this dream come true. Like the leaders and the builders before us, the project we're celebrating today has required leadership, foresight, careful planning, sacrifice, and much generosity from many people. It is a privilege to describe a little bit about this project, the renovation of our beloved buildings that have stood the almost a century of use and test. We are keeping our iconic buildings of Stearns and Davidson. We're just going to totally give them inside body makeovers. The two historic buildings are probably our best iconic buildings. They are featured in much of our photography and our advertisement. It's going to have improved accessibility for students as well as guests in both of these buildings. There will be 31,000 square foot of administrative office space that will be refurbished. We will have an alumni welcome center in Stearns. We will have a 3,000 square foot conference center and boardroom at the top in that what used to be the grand ballroom of Davidson on the third floor where the old library used to be. We're going to renovate that, and it's going to be a beautiful place to meet for conference, for board meetings, etc. The new addition that will come off of Davidson on this side will feature a front door to the campus. We really, with all the buildings we have, we don't really have an entry to Dallas Seminary campus. So we'll have a front door to the campus featuring a tree-lined great lawn to welcome campus visitors. There'll be a much-needed front door welcome center for DTS. That'll include a 12,000 square foot of new workspace, administrative offices, and some studios, as we'll mention. It'll have a grand gallery for celebrating our history and heritage to track the history of God's hand of blessing upon Dallas Seminary. But it'll feature a global learning center that will house the advanced video and audio production studios for online courses, video podcasts, video conferencing, to deliver theological training worldwide as the world continues to change, because our message doesn't, our methods have to get God's inerrant word to a worldwide audience and to equip godly servant leaders all over the world. That'll be a critical part of the function of this new facility. On behalf of our board, the administration, the faculty, and the students, I'm delighted to announce that the new administrative building will be named in honor of Joan and Andy Horner. At age 60, Andy and Joan Horner retired from a successful career in direct sales with Home Interiors. They planned on spending the rest of their lives in mission work as far away from direct sales as possible. God had other plans. Through a series of events, the Lord clearly laid upon them the starting of their own direct sales company with the primary purpose of serving people and sharing their profits with ministries in the United States and around the world. Instead of sending them to the mission field, God was weaving 40 years of business and personal experience and a deep dedication to Christ into an opportunity to put their beliefs, their principles, and their skills into practice. Premier Designs began operation in January of 1986 with the goal of direct service, not just direct selling. The company is built on a solid foundation of principles from the scriptures. The company is now over 25 years old and has grown into a multi-million dollar corporation that is debt-free with over 30,000 independent distributors in 50 states and Puerto Rico. Their support for ministry has extended to 64 countries, and they've been personally serving in many of the ministries they support. We are very honored that Dallas Seminary has been a recipient of the Horners' joyous generosity throughout the years. They have significantly contributed to scholarships for students, gifts to our annual operations, and building projects such as this. They have lived out the philosophy of Premier Designs, which states, "We believe that every person has worth and value because they're created by God in His image. We believe in America and the free enterprise system. We believe that it is important to build a successful life, more important to build a successful life than a successful business. We believe that real success comes when your priorities are in the right place and your life is in balance. God first, family second, and business third." Our beloved Joan Horner passed away December 2010 at the age of 85. She was quite a lady. We wish she could be with us today. We celebrate her life of faithful service to the Lord. And Andy, on behalf of us at Dallas Theological Seminary, we give thanks to the Lord for both of you and the model of servant-hearted leadership that you inspire within all of us. For this groundbreaking, I would like to introduce those who will join us to handle the shovels and participate in our ceremonial groundbreaking. Each of them represent a myriad of contributions, skills, and gifts that make this project possible. But before I introduce all of them, would you join me in congratulating Andy Horner and his family on this unique milestone in Dallas Seminary's history, in which we can honor the giftedness, the commitment, and the friendship of a very faithful servant of the Lord. Would you join me in doing that? Thank you, Andy. I would like to have Andy come and stand by the first shovel. And Robert, if you'll help him. Thank you. And then I would like to introduce you to the other participants. First of all, Dr. Don Campbell, who is President Emeritus of DTS. We're happy to have him join in this today, Dr. Campbell. If you would stand when I call your name and then make your way to a shovel. Ms. Briar Hanna, one of our architects from Corgan Associates, Inc. Briar, we're grateful to have you here today. Mr. Jermaine Harrison is president of our DTS Student Council. Jermaine, if you would come forward. Mr. Eric Horstman is architect with Corgan & Associates. Welcome. Mr. Randy Howard is vice chairman of our board of trustees here at DTS. Mr. Roger Lynn, principal of Lynn Partners. Mrs. Rebecca Lutz, president of GL Seaman & Company. Mr. Norm Miller serves on our board of incorporate members, DTS, and has had some affiliation with Interstate Batteries over the years. Mr. Robert Murchison is our chairman of our board of incorporate members. Mr. Ray Nixon, principal with Barrow Hanley, Mawinney and Strauss. Ray, welcome. Robert Riggs, vice president of campus operations. Mr. David Stevens is the vice chairman of our board of incorporate members. Dr. Charles Swindoll, our chancellor at DTS. Mr. Dan Thor serves as the chairman of our facilities committee of the board of trustees. And then I will join this team and give the signal when we turn over a spade of dirt and break the ground that's already been broken for us. We just figured that was a lot easier than giving everybody a jackhammer through the concrete. Following our groundbreaking ceremony, Mr. Dave Stevens will come to the podium to pray. And then we will have, after the ceremony, over here by the wall, we will have renderings that are still preliminary. We're still working, we're still designing, but you'll see a little bit of where the placement of this new facility will be as it stretches out into this courtyard. And if you're worried about the fountain, it will be replaced. But we're so grateful that you're here today to celebrate this with us.
Okay, if you would, let's bow together and pray. There are some that may want to take their helmets off. Chuck did before we even started, so. Bow with me if you would. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this great celebration. The celebration of your grace extended to us, of your faithfulness throughout the years. Father, as we think about the buildings that will be renovated, our minds can't help but go to all of the people that walk through those buildings that were trained for ministry. And our prayer is, Father, that there would be thousands more that would go through those buildings and that would be trained here and then sent out into the fields that you have prepared for them. Father, it's not only just a look at the past that we have, but it's a look into our future. And I thank you so much for the vision that leaders have had here for being able to globally proclaim your word to a lost world. So I pray for the global center here, those that are developing the plans that will allow us to do the podcast, will allow us to use media to be able to get your word out to a lost and dying world. So, Father, thank you for your faithfulness in the past. Thank you for your direction to the future. And I pray that you would continue to find favor with Dallas Seminary and continue to bestow grace upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.